Now, I've been covering this topic on my radio show for the last several months. This has been the number one topic. I have never had a bigger response to any topic than this LLC tax. The legislators, I think, will also tell you that they've never received more responses on any piece of legislation in the recent year or two, other than this issue. We have been promised time and time again that this tax will be repealed. There's been no less than seven efforts to repeal this tax, some of it through standalone legislation, but that has been voted down time and time and time again. This is our very last shot to persuade our legislators. And legislators, I want you to please take note. Look back, beginning in December, when they held the public hearings on the proposed rules for this tax. Remember the number of people who showed up at these hearings. There was no public hearing on the original bill last year, but they did show up to talk about the proposed rules. Remember how many people showed up to that, and remember how many people traveled great distances when they tried to put these hearings in the North Country. People from Nashua and Sandown and Hampstead showed up in Conway. People from the Keene area in the Monadnock region showed up in Plymouth. And people have showed up from all over the state to make their voices heard. The legislature has continued to ignore the voices of the people of this state. It is time to take this away from the possible political discussion over the budget battle that they will be hearing tomorrow in the legislature. Make this a standalone piece of legislation. My understanding is Representative David Hess will be introducing a separate piece in the House tomorrow, and that Jack Barnes will be introducing it on the Senate side. This is time for the Senate leadership and the House leadership and all the members of both political parties to put their money where their mouth is, and that is to repeal this tax. Governor John Lynch promised 3 months ago that he would actively advocate to repeal this tax. I ask the governor once again, please come out and support specific legislation to repeal this tax. He has yet to support any piece of legislation to do so. This tax was hidden, the repeal of this tax was hidden in the budget that fell apart last week. It is also hidden in this budget. And don't let other news reports today say that supporters say in this budget there are no tax increases. Yes, there are. I have it sitting right there. It's available online. There are at least three tax increases, as well as an attempt to take money from dead people on their abandoned property. So once again, please take note, legislature. This is your job to repeal this tax. Your job is to represent the people of the state and the business owners. You are not there to beat people down. You are not there to confiscate their earnings. You are there to protect them. Protect the small business owners of this state. Every day that goes by that this tax is not repealed is another day that a new business owner will not come into this state to establish a business. I know two people personally who wanted to come here, one from Maine and one from California. They wanted to establish a business in New Hampshire because they love our way of life here. And part of our way of life is the low taxes. But when they heard about this LLC tax, they said, no way do I want to come to New Hampshire. And they're coming from high tax states. That is the message that this legislature is sending to the people of this country. This is the only tax of its kind in the country. It is time to repeal it. Please support the standalone legislation in this session tomorrow. Thank you.